This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. In northeast China today, rescue operations are underway after the deadliest mining accident since the Communist Party took power in 1949. At least 203 people have been killed in an explosion in a coal mine in the city of Fushin. More than two dozen others were injured. Some workers are still trapped underground. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us from Beijing. And Rob, this is becoming a sadly familiar story.
It really is, yes. Just last year alone, more than 6,000 people were killed in mining accidents. That includes floods, explosions, any kind of accident underground in China's mines. And that is about 80% of all the coal mine deaths in the whole world. It's a terrible situation. Last month, 166 miners in Shanxi province. Last October, 148. A couple of years before that, 162 in a mine in southern China. The fatality rate is very, very high, and really the government doesn't seem to be able to do anything to improve this.
Well, what are the factors that make safety so bad in these mines in China?
Well, one issue is the way that local mine owners ignore the rules. They don't listen to the central government. They're just pushing for profit and they ignore safety. And the central government seems unable to implement its own safety requirements in these mines. Of course, part of this mix is also the very hungry market. There's actually an energy shortage in China, so there's a huge demand for coal. And then on top of that, you have an increasingly high unemployment rate. So a lot of the men who go down these mines, this is the only way they can support their families. And so they're willing to take the risk of going into such a dangerous profession.
Rob, has there been an official government response to this most recent accident?
Well, it's a measure of how seriously the central government sees this problem that on this evening's news here in China that goes out around the country, both the president and the prime minister of China made comments about this, saying how the situation must improve, how officials locally must do everything to rescue as many miners as they can and look after the families of those killed. But really, this is, as I say, so symbolic of the situation that is going on in China at the moment. Top officials can say all they want on the evening news in China, but at the local level, it's not really implemented and put into policy. And it's especially ironic in this case because the Prime Minister, the Premier of China, Wen Jiabao, actually went down a coal mine 2 years ago in Fushin County, in the very county where this accident has taken place. And that was part of this whole charm offensive to show that these new leaders, just after they'd come into power, were very much attuned to the man on the street, the little guy, and that they wanted to connect with the little guy. Well, clearly that has not really happened in terms of coal mine safety.
You mentioned that there's been coverage on the evening news. That's interesting in itself that this story is out there.
Well, that's right, and that is a big change. I think for decades, certainly under Chairman Mao, these things were not reported because they were so negative. But now you have this situation where the media are a little bit more free to report some of these things. It's not politically that sensitive, and I think a lot of people, as I say, in the media and in government circles really, really want to do something about this. And I think this really could be part of at least the start of the solution, because we're already starting to see some commentaries in the newspapers saying, really, just for the sake of China's image, the government has got to do more to try and solve this dreadful problem.
NPR's Rob Gifford talking with us from Beijing. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Melissa.